Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry, the audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know, the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hey. How you doing? Wow. You feel good? You do? Oh, geez, right? No, yes, I don't curse anymore. I guess you've noticed. Why curse when you can just say, geez Louise? Seriously. No joke. Stop joking for just 1 second. Why can't you just say, ooh, geez Louise? You get the same feel. Anyway, there's some food for thought. Today's show is beautiful. It's just beautiful. It's the second half of the Eliza Skinner show. That's right. Do I have my... Yes. Yes, it is. It's the second half. It was just pure fun. Pure joy. Pure fun. Mm-hmm. And then we did Pete Holmes already. So we'll be sharing that with you. That's right. And it was fun. We renewed their vows. And it was really, really, really silly in a great way. Pete Holmes and Val. Valerie. Oh, Valerie listens to the show, so she probably hears us talking about it. She's like, oh my God, that's me. Now she's sitting like wherever she listens to the show. She's like, what? Valerie, can you imagine if I went, well, Valerie was fun, but Pete, ooh, he was really rude. He went through my medicine cabinet and he started taking out all the pills and throwing them on the floor, and then my dog was eating them. But is this the type of show I do? Can I tell you, I'm not editing that out because it was horrible and I don't know what the fuck. I'm sorry. Being on Fresh Air is no excuse to just ramble on like a babbling babbler. And then I did that. Who cares? You care. Oh. Oh, geez. Well, I'm in a good mood.
And when I'm in a good mood, everybody's in a good mood.
You never hear that. Well, why should you? Well, I hope you enjoy the show. I am, tomorrow night, I'm going to Jazz, Texas. I'm going in a night early. Me and Matt Stofsky are going to be doing it, but we're getting in, I hope. I know I'm getting in a night early. Or watch it just be me. I'll have to go all by myself. But anyway, I think it's me and Matt Stofsky. Matt is getting in a night early. And we're going to go see, it's like at Jazz Texas this Saturday, tomorrow. There's an 11-piece band that plays. And we're just going to watch. And then Sunday and Monday are my shows. Jazz Texas in San Antonio, Texas. It's just going to be the best. It's a very new experience for me there. So, all right, well, here's the show. Enjoy it. Aristotle, I did not see you tonight, but we were in the same building. Isn't that funny? He was recording Blake Wexler's new CD, which I opened for. And it was really well done from what I stayed for half, and then I had to leave for the stupidest reason. It's not important. But it was a great crowd. He was relaxed. That's the main thing. You want to just try to be as close to yourself as you are when you do it. And that's it. And then he closed with a story about his dad, which was pretty cool. I know people send me notes back. And now I'm afraid Blake's going to hear this and go, "What do you mean the bit about my dad was cool? It was heartwarming, you dumb fuck." And he's right. And I may pretend him yelling at me right now. Oh, yeah, I'm exhausted from making up these scenarios where I get in trouble. All right, enjoy the show. That's all I can say to you personally. All right? You're beautiful. You're special. You're kind. You're funny. I don't want to just say the same stuff every week, but it's the stuff you need to hear. Oh, yeah. So I am right. God. Look at you. Can I tell you something? And I've said this before. You like this podcast? You got to have a lot of good in you. Why? Because I do. Shut the fuck up. That's not nice. Supposed to have modesty. How about John Brand Wagner? How about Eric Olson? How about Aaron Simon? How about Aristotle? Stotts. Hey, Stotsy. I heard you ain't coming around no more. Sure, I'd do a little Dom Irera. Alrighty, everybody. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the show. You gonna enjoy the show? You are. You're gonna enjoy it. Oh God, I'm just having. No one should have this much fun. I'm like in my room all by myself, sitting up in my bed making this opening, and really having the time of my life. I mean, if I really just relaxed. All right, enjoy the show. Bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
What? Tell me, boss.
I would feel bad. I wouldn't want somebody of that subserviency working around me. That would be uncomfortable, right?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Listen, here's what... No, let me talk to her. Okay. Here's how I would try to deal with her.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, in real life, do you want to see the way I would do it? Like,
yeah.
I'm a two George Carlin, okay. Stone-faced as I can. You work, okay? You work somewhere you're with.
Sure, I got a sandwich for you, boss.
Okay, you know what? I usually bring my own lunch, but thank you very much.
I can keep it on ice for you.
I'll pretty much always...
Take it home with you. Give it to the dog.
I appreciate that, but I usually take care of my own lunches. I won't really ask you to do...
Okay, no problem. I'll just put it here and sit on it. It's not even here. Pretend it's gone. I'll just hide it by sitting
okay,
on
you
it.
I usually do my own lunches and
okay.
everything. So I'm not going to...
Forget it. Forget all about it. It
okay.
never happened.
And you don't have to open my car door like when we go places and you run
but
over.
But I have it open now.
I know, but it's uncomfortable.
Okay.
It's a little uncomfortable.
You want me to shut the car door?
Yeah, but you don't have to... Just... But just, can I say something? Maybe it's
sure,
a funny way to say it.
Anything you want. Yeah, absolutely.
In a very...
Sure.
Okay, and I think this is a simple way to
so
say
it. I feel so lucky to work for you okay. and get your wisdom.
I think... Okay, thank you, thank
okay.
you. Thank you, thank you. I do appreciate that.
Thank you.
I
do you want the sandwich? It's not too crushed.
Maybe I'll have a little bite of it.
Okay.
That'll make you feel better.
Sure.
But I want to say
it's
this.
It's here for you.
Okay, I want to say
you
this.
You like crab cakes, right?
I do.
And onions.
Of
and
course.
Turkey.
Oh, wow.
And
my, that's the way
salad.
My mother used to. Yes.
Well, that's what's on the sandwich.
Oh. Well, you know what? I probably will eat the whole thing, but can I first tell you this?
Sure.
Well, I'm serious. I'm not going to be a jerk.
Okay.
Okay, I want to say this to you, because I think this is more than micromanaging some of the things that
I... Sure. I'm just a CFO here.
Okay, I know. That's why I'm definitely... This is good advice. Maybe I could say to you in a very generic term that might make you understand where I'm coming from. At ease.
Oh.
At ease. You're fine. You're great. You don't have to... Just
I feel so accepted and relaxed.
Right. So you don't have to be like...
As though I am enough as exactly I am.
Right. That's what I was trying to say.
Oh, Mr. Glass, this is so nice.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're appreciating it.
Thank you.
Yes, because you're an equal, and you don't have to...
I am a woman.
Oh.
A fully formed woman. And I have thoughts and opinions to express to the day.
Of course.
Hello, day. I am a woman.
Of course.
A fully formed woman. And I have views on the news and the things that I want to say.
Of course.
Like, hey, mister, you take up too much space when you park.
Wow.
And hey, fella, you walk too close to ladies when we walk at dark. And hey, mama, you didn't believe in me well. And President Trump, you can go to hell. Oh, did I get too political? I am a woman.
Wow. You know what? You can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. Each glance and every little movement you show it. Love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have the world, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all. Bum, 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 bum. You're gonna make it after all. That song just came to me. Swear to God. Swear to God, that song just came to me. Just came to me.
Did you write that song just now?
I swear to God I did. I swear to God I did. I swear to God I did. I swear to God. Why would I swear to God? Why would I swear to God?
George Carlin.
Hold on. I swear to God.
George Carlin.
No, I swear to God. And to, no, I swear to God. The real God, not this George Carlin shit.
Wow.
No, I swear to God.
I feel like I've got the They Live glasses
May my
on.
Son be born with 8 healthy legs. Now, that's still annoying, but I wouldn't want to see everyone have to deal with it. Even though he ends
player.
Up working for Nike. It's a long story, but I wrote a play about it. Thursdays at 9. All right, so here's what I'd like to do.
Okay.
Oh, this is great that we did all that other stuff because I have all this to look forward to still that I thought we would have done already.
Hey.
So why
it's
don't
a pretty,
we...
It's a, that's the kind of the way this podcast works. I don't know if you've listened to it.
I do. You know... I mean, that's just you know, just great. What I wanted to say was, God, I'm in a good mood.
Yay!
Okay, so we're going to pick somebody here. I think we should pick a number.
Okay.
And then, you know, so I was because that way, one is fine. You know, two, you know, but two, it's up there.
Okay.
So why don't we let everyone, if you want it, like, pick a number. I'll do it. That way you're not, like, looking yo, I bestoweth. Okay, so I'm going to pick a number between 1 and 10, and everybody is going to pick a number, and the one closest, we're going to ask some questions, and we'll do a song about. It's fun. It's a game. Look at Brian's excitement. And guess what? We're going to do that right after we come back from this 3-hour pause in our show. We're going to place dry music in there just so you have to listen. Okay, so the number in my head...
Are you looking for a new pair of pants? The type of pants that would make you feel like a new man? Try a mattress. That was your podcast commercial. Right,
I like it. So do you think that... Yeah. Okay, so can two people tie in a game like this? Because you know what I was thinking?
Yeah,
I was thinking of five, and then I was...
Well, you can't... I
you make a rule. That's why you make a rule. If you go over,
Okay, so closest to it without going over.
Closest to the river. Because otherwise you can have both.
I think it can't be 1 to 10. I think you got to do 1 to 100.
Oh, 1 to 100, you think?
If you're saying closest without going over, it needs to be 1 to 100.
Okay, go 1 to 100. Okay, now let me get a number in my head.
It's 5.
Okay, don't. You know what? No. Okay.
It's all the way to
don't
100,
be a smarty
Todd.
Pants. When you're right, it's not so funny. No. Oh. Okay, so let me get it in my head. I want to get a number I can remember easily. So I think I'm going to go with I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you got it?
Okay, I have it.
32.
50.
Son of a bitch, Aaron Simon, 13. Because I thought,
13 exactly?
Yeah, I thought my bar mitzvah, 13. So I'll just go with 13. That way I could, because I could forget easily. I get petrified at a magic show. You know how I fuck up magic shows? They go, "Is this your card?" I always say, "Look, they're doing it right." I say yes, but you know where you're supposed to get it wrong.
Sometimes it's like a wrong one.
Supposed to be wrong, and that's part of his trick to go, "Oh, I fucked up." So he goes, "Is this your card?" I go, "Yes." He's like, "What? No, it isn't." I'm like, "It isn't. I mean, it isn't." Whatever you want it to be. I'm sure you're good
at this.
I don't want to make any trouble. I just had a hard time remembering the card.
Have you ever been to a hypnotist show?
Hypnotist show.
Okay, two things. First of all, some people are going to, there's going to be a generation of people who know that song as the Todd Glass song.
Oh, well, we always remind them of, what's the show that normally does it?
It's Seinfeld.
we always Larry remind
David.
Them.
Larry David. It is, it's the best, even his fucking song is perfect.
Also, I forgot what the other thing was, but
it's
I love
okay.
magic shows. Okay.
Okay, no, because at the magic show, you asked me because I was saying when you just do the number and you're like
yes.
nervous that, because so I just say,
oh,
please.
Have you ever done a? Have you ever been to a hypnotist show? Because it sounds like you would be great at a hypnotist show.
Can I tell
show.
You? I've tried to do it even from the booth at the Tempe Improv, like try from a distance.
No, you have to be up there because part of it is you being there and feeling on the spot like you're supposed to do the thing and like a sense of obligation, like exactly what you're describing for a magic show.
I think I'd have those a hard people. Time having any disbelief. I always need 1 foot planted on the floor. Like, I feel like I can have enough balloons that if I shift my weight, I can always touch the base.
All right.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm gliding. Shift your weight a little, you go down to the
Wait,
ground.
That's one of your songs, right?
Yes. That was one of my songs. Do you remember it?
Yeah, that was sort of like...
You really do remember that?
Yeah, like...
I only did that once at Largo. I sang it live. That was the only night I did it. And you remember it?
Yeah. I have to have balloons that lift me up but not too far from the ground.
Yeah, it was about my, you know...
Yeah. Absolutely. I think everybody remembers that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, you guys... Yeah. No, are you swearing? You guys are going to do it?
It's a classic.
Well, I mean...
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up. This is crazy.
You're the one who wrote it.
I am Todd Glass, and I love a lazy afternoon. And beware the dreams that fly you away. Let them take you like an appropriate number of balloons. Not too far that you fly, but not too far that you stick around. You want a number of you hover off the ground, just slightly on the ground. I am Todd Glass! Ha ha! That's me, Todd Glass!
So much fun to be on the receiving end of any song written about you. I'll tell you what, Aaron, I'm jealous what you have coming. But because of what we do in the podcast radio business, it's called a tease. When we come back, you're going to ask him as many questions as you want.
Okay.
But I get to have something else before we do that. Because I think you're going to be... Do you mind? It's so much singing
whatever
we throw
you
at you. Okay. So you know the old songs, they took a boy... you know, he was 8 foot four.
I still don't understand how you are possibly over 33. You're 34 years old?
I'm 34. I'm 34 and
insane.
Why do you have to take a compliment with no intentions? Seriously, I don't know
it's
why
weird.
You choose.
Yeah, I didn't get.
Why
that
do
point.
You? Why do you
well,
choose to take moments
boner.
That are nothing
I
but?
I think it was the boner. It was either the chair or the boner.
Oh, is that the chair again?
Yeah, don't embarrass
I think
him.
It's the chair.
Okay.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Never mind. I don't want to go off topic.
Sure.
Why would I?
Never.
I have a stringent schedule.
Yeah. this is like fresh air.
Okay, so maybe I will. Oh yeah. Well, Yeah, I'll do this. Okay. So, you know the old songs, you know, it's like a boy named, so I took up a chair and I hit him in the teeth and I kicked him in the face.
Yes, you love these. Right
between the eyes and he went down, but to my surprise.
But anyway, it's always like, you know, I looked him in the face and I didn't like his hat. It was anything back then. You know, anything they didn't like, they would say, you go north, you go south. So can we do like a little beat and mess around with that a little bit?
Uh-huh.
So I looked in and he went north and I went south and I went up and he went down. But the next thing you know, it's always like, what? Why not? Okay.
Yeah, sure. Wait. Get an inspiration. What's something that people do that makes you real mad, Adam? Just in your actual life.
In my actual life?
Yeah, that just annoys you. That you're like, come stay on, you know better than that.
Stay on the phone while they're going through the grocery line?
That's your song.
Well, I can't think of it.
Yeah, you can't. You know the feeling.
Oh, but I can't. Now I'm too nervous.
So the sign said 10 or maybe less, and she had a car that was full of a mess, and then she started going to the register again, and I was like, come on, it's my turn now, and suddenly I didn't know how, but she got a phone call here again. Well, we're trying to buy our food here, miss, and she doesn't think anything's amiss, and she's just talking like to her friend Todd. And everyone in the line behind me, they're all getting mad and ornery and wondering, doesn't this lady think it's odd? Like that?
To do that would make me...
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Thank you.
See, I feel like when it's something that actually upsets you, it's easier.
It's the rhythm. I get too nervous. It's the rhythm and the song. That's why I said I like watching you, because you come at all your songs like a freight train. So I'm never nervous for you.
Well, that's nice.
So I know. It's something I never realized how nice that is, because it takes away maybe... When you're, you know.
Well, why don't we do it? What's something else that makes you?
How about? Oh, okay.
Well, I'm gonna do his.
Okay,
but something. What's
something I don't
want to
do. I don't want to do it. Though.
Well, I'm gonna make it easy. What's something else that makes you annoyed?
Oh, geez, I'm already nervous, but I like being nervous.
But yeah, exactly.
Okay, let me try.
I mean, come on. You walk into a comedy club. What fucking annoys you?
Okay, what annoys me? Shit.
Those blenders.
Oh God.
Lights.
Hold on. No, I want to think of something
people
better.
People should know better than this. They do it all the time, and they should know better.
Hecklers.
Hecklers.
Hecklers?
Yes.
The type of hecklers that are trying to get attention are the ones that don't even know they're heckling.
They're just talking loud.
Okay.
How about not even hecklers? Right. Everyone calls
them
hecklers.
So we're going to do one of these. You're going to do a line, and then I'll do a line to follow it that'll make it, that'll fix it.
Okay.
Okay? So this is, it's nice and slow. So you just say whatever you actually feel.
Oh, just talk it.
Yep.
Can I get a lot of reverb?
You got it.
It was a Friday night. All I wanted was to watch a good show.
And this lady decided she should go.
And guess what? She sat right next to me.
She thought it was fine. She could talk.
So I punched her in her uterus. All right, maybe that's not...
Okay, that felt like too angry. Keep going, Cookie. You got it.
I said, excuse me, ma'am, would you mind doing me a favor? Could you talk to your friend outside?
And she looked at me like if she had a gun, she would have pulled it out and I died.
So I took all the succotash I had, I smeared it all over her pants.
And she said, aha, and now we dance. So when my set started, she was like, oh my God, I got a thing to say. And I'm like, I'm gonna take it all away. And I'm gonna be talking through your whole fucking set. And I'm gonna be like, I forget that you were the performer and I'm in the crowd. And she got even angrier and she got loud. And then her friends were like, come on, Janine, be cool. And she was like, no, I'm taking this comic to school.
And as you said, my name's Janine, and I got mashed potatoes in my pants.
And this was Janine's big show, her big chance.
What?
There you go.
Can I tell you? Petrified.
You can edit it
petrified
out.
Petrified during
you can,
that.
You can edit it out.
Edit it out, no way.
All right. I
felt like if you do all the setups and I try to do rhymes, but then I did rhyme you early on, and so that was on me.
You did all you did. It was perfect. The set. I would never take that out because it's me. I was like, what am I gonna say? It's weird. I get myself in my own line reads.
Yeah. Well, the
does that make sense?
No, it totally does. And so I taught musical improv for a long time, and so much of it is just about removing the filters in people's heads that. Where they're judging what they're saying.
Right.
Because, like, whatever you actually feel, whatever you actually think, that's the right thing. And then you figure out a rhyme and you figure out, like,
you can say, yeah, I get it, but it is true. It's probably not only good with what we're talking about, it's any good in life. Like, mm-hmm. But I have that problem. I manage to be.
Well, it makes you like, fine tuned at jokes because you're, like, judging them and. Trying to find the best way to do
right.
it.
So maybe there's the good side. It makes it a little better. It doesn't mean you can't meet. I bet it's a great thing to split the difference on. Split the difference on. Maybe some of it leads to some good things, and sometimes let it go, you know, and know when.
Yeah, well, I think that what you're saying is, like, be aware of when you're doing which. So right. you can be like, right. this is the right way to handle this, and the other exactly. way is the right way to handle this other
Look
thing.
At you. Mm. You serious? You can be funny. You can do whatever you fucking want.
Stop you! Write my Tinder profile.
I wrote a song.
Skinner is back. So,
okay.
Is everybody tired of my songs or my?
No,
still
I want
a song.
No. But let me ask you one more question.
Okay.
Do you? These guys are telling me I should be a male model.
Well, I mean,
don't lie to me.
Well, I felt like. I assumed that was what you were shooting for when I thought you were 24. Now, at 34, I'm assuming
you're
writing a novel.
Are you being totally honest?
Yeah, I assume you're, like, writing a novel, something, you know, something a little bit more important than being a male model. I mean, you could still do it. I just felt like
I thought you were, to be honest with you, I thought you were bullshitting me before. I thought you were bullshitting me.
When?
Well, it just reminds me of, like...
Stuff about your special? Because I will come if I can.
The special
I just,
was
I don't
shot.
Know
the
that
special,
I can.
We did the special.
Well, I'll come.
No,
good
no,
luck.
We did it. We did it. It's
yes.
already taped. It's already
yes.
over.
Yeah, there's exactly.
No, okay, let me. I got a way I can communicate this to you.
Okay.
If you want to see me, do my. No, this,
and I
that's
will.
That's a double negative.
What?
Don't come see me.
Don't be shy.
No. There's no special. Do you want to see
is
the special?
Special. It's special. Everything you do is special.
Would you like to see it? Would you like to see it?
I will be there. I would love to be there.
Would you
yes.
like to see it on Netflix?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
feel,
can.
I'll
you
be
can.
So
you can.
Be like,
you
I
can.
Was there
you
in the
can.
Crowd when it happened.
Okay. You can. Watch it. The special that I did.
I will.
You'd like to see it on Netflix?
Is there going
to
be a shot of me in the crowd when I come to see
of course
it? Because you're going to shoot it soon.
Of course there will be. That's what you say to this
then
person
perfect.
At this point. Of course you'll be all over
well,
the fucking
am,
thing.
Then I'm going to be all over
watching
I'll
get you right in the first row.
Perfect.
You're going to be great. What's your name?
Samantha.
What's your last name, Samantha? Samantha.
Benine.
All righty. I thought you were trying to pull. I thought you were bullshitting me, but
no.
Go ahead through.
Samantha Benine.
Go ahead through.
Don't worry about me.
All you think of is a term of a tumor. Santa Benine. Okay, so Aaron Simon.
You picked 13.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you pick 13? Does he have a mic?
No, but he can yell real loud. He can yell real loud. It'll be easier. Go ahead, yell out, Simon.
Why'd you pick 13?
I thought he would go somewhere in the middle, because he had all the way from 1 to 100. So I thought I'll just lowball
it. So it was about Todd.
Yeah.
It wasn't about you.
No, I just thought.
If you were going to pick your dream number, what would it be? Mm.
Does there have to be a good reason?
No, just whatever.
73.
Okay, what's the good reason?
I don't have a good reason.
Why do you like 73? Where are you from?
I'm from Davis, California.
They have a carport at their house.
You have a carport? Wait, so like, what does that mean? Not a garage?
No, it's like an open
means they're rich.
Section right in front of the house.
Is it a circular driveway? Did you have circular driveway friends?
No, not in Davis.
Okay, so it's just an open garage.
Basically. Yeah.
How'd you end up here? 73.
Through Todd. I emailed Todd and I asked if I could do an internship, basically.
You came down here for this guy?
Yeah.
Well,
he was down here going to college, staying at his grandmother's. Last year, I went to Passover the year before at his grandmother's house. 35 people seated.
Wow.
Seated.
Wow.
Ran like clockwork.
That is why this night is unlike others. Did I get that right?
Aaron, go ahead, Aaron. By the way, I think you're projecting, no bullshit, perfectly. Makes me proud of you.
So you're here because were you a fan of the podcast and you contacted him and you were like, I want to be in it.
Yeah, I was going to school in Washington.
The state or the city?
The state.
Washington State.
Yeah. And then I emailed Todd out of the blue, not really thinking that he would, I didn't think he would respond at all. And then he responded and I was like, oh, I can do something comedy related for my summer break. And that's what I did.
Was that like your dream? What's your dream?
I'd love to work in comedy. Yeah. In some facet. As a writer would be my dream.
You're being shy. Dream level.
Dream level,
what's your dream?
Creating my own TV shows and writing them.
What kind of TV shows?
More specific than comedy?
Yeah. There's a lot of different kind of comedy shows. Some of them, hey, some of them are animated. Some of them are puppets. Some of them are like people. Some are like, this is about me when I was a kid. So what's,
I would love to base one on me as a kid in Davis.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eventually. I have some ideas for that. Overall, though, I don't think I have like anything more specific than comedy. It's like a overall goal.
Okay.
That, no, you're
don't,
great. Don't be
don't
sorry.
Say
be
I'm sorry.
Be glory.
Because that's a song.
That's what Sarah Silverman said. I don't know. What the fuck?
That's a song.
Yeah, don't be sorry. Don't be sorry. Be glory. What?
It could be anything. It could be everything. It could be comedy based on you. It could be the same thing that everybody sees. Or could be something entirely new, 'cause everybody has a story, and yours is set in Davis. Everybody has something they could say, and maybe what you could say could save us. Yeah, it could be important comedy. It could be something totally new to me. It could be something that changed the world, or it could same old shit that we have seen, or it could be something new. Everybody has a story, and every story can be new, but still every story reaches out and touches people, and you find the part that relates to you. So you want to make comedy, and by you. So I say do it, and I say fucking screw it. It's when you do it, it will be true. Your show that that Todd will produce. Your show that Todd will totally finance too. Your show that Todd is going to
what happened?
Totally make happen.
No, you're overextending.
It's totally up to you.
I feel like you're overextending yourself. What? How did this become mine?
It's true. Davis, California.
Oh, God.
73.
That turned into my responsibility at the end. I got nervous. I'm like, oh, it's one of those songs. It's all up to him. Now he's going to come to me.
I'm helping him.
Well, I tell you the truth.
I'm not about
helping
you.
I was going to, but
him.
He didn't seem to really. I was going to try to say something to. I know how.
He got nervous?
No. He was great. I know if I tease him about something that he's already probably nervous about, that's not the type of teasing I like to do. So I was going to say, you get it? Because it's not the fun type. Because I know he felt like. Because remember when you said, oh, I hope my answers were all right. They were perfect because they were just talking. I liked that you were, you know what? Because I know how you get in your own head. You were just answering them honestly, and that's exactly what we wanted. People at home get to hear what you're really like with no funny voice, just you talking in the background, and they get to know you. They end up fucking sending you money.
Now has two songs about him.
Now he's got two. This is the other.
When Aaron Simon plays his favorite podcast.
Look at him.
He sits comfortably in the shade to hear Todd Glass. Under the carport, out there in Dave.
Yeah, he sits under the carport.
That nails the content people want.
He sits under the carport like this. You know, his mom would come over.
Yeah.
Aaron. Be his mom. Oh, this is fun. So, be his mom and Aaron.
Aaron.
And no, he's on the outside on the carport. Like,
get
on
out of the carport!
On the hammock. He's on a hammock.
And what are you doing in a hammock? What are you dreaming? What are you dreaming of? A podcast, Aaron?
Is she yelling? Why is she on a PA system?
No.
What are you doing?
Yell into the air. And who could be
what
Aaron?
What are you doing, Aaron?
I'm listening to the... I'll be Aaron.
Okay.
You know, please excuse
Aaron,
my tone.
Go get a STEM degree. Stop dreaming about podcasts. There's no future in that. What, are you going to get Patreons?
I'm listening to the Todd Glass Show, Mom. Can't I just listen to the Todd Glass
Never
Show?
Heard of it. I watch Will and Grace.
It's a podcast. All I ask is for...
What?
Mom, all I ask every
Just
night,
Jack.
All I ask is 7 hours so I can listen to one of his episodes. And I can't even get 7 hours of
I wanted my son to be something.
Why do you
like
have
a
to
STEM
say?
Person.
That's all you want me to be. I want to work on the Todd Glass Show for the rest of my life. I don't care if I ever go any further than editing little videos for him and putting little tags on things and at the same time creating content for myself once in a while. But other than that, if maybe Todd needs a song into a loop, I want to be there for him.
My God, Aaron, I was so wrong. Why did I doubt you?
That's all right, Mama.
No, it wasn't. It's not all right.
You've got a lot on your mind.
You have a dream. And all we are is dreams.
The only dream I ever had was to make you happy. The only dream I ever had was not to see you sad. But Mama, I want to be in podcasting.
I don't understand this world, Aaron.
There we go. Was there echo when I was saying all that?
Yes, there was.
The Todd Glass Show.
The Todd Glass Show.
That's right.
All right, well, drive time.
That was beautiful.
Was that Freddy Fishface?
I'm Freddy Fishface.
Wow, Freddy Fishface. Wow.
What do I have? Oh yeah, so those songs. Never mind.
What?
No. Do you want to hear? I don't. I shouldn't play this. Never mind. I have. Oh yeah, here's something fun to do.
Okay.
Oh my God. You know it's nice to be hungry and deserving of a meal. Meaning I didn't eat.
It's my favorite thing.
I.
That's like honestly the best feeling.
To go, I don't have to go. I ate already. That's why I wait till after the podcast.
Or when you're like, oh, when am I going to eat? When you're like, I'm hungry and I know exactly what I'm going to eat. Ooh, that's the best.
Last night we got roasted vegetables.
Mm. I'm a vegetarian on the books.
Whoa.
No, I'm kidding. I admire
vegetarians. Wait, what part are you kidding about?
I'm not a vegetarian.
Okay.
You would like to be, though, right?
I wish I was. I admire vegans
See,
and vegetarians.
Now, here's the thing. I think it's strange that people have to commit to a full life of
you don't.
Vegetarian or veganism. Like,
I'm already where you're at. I started doing it, going...
It's so wacky.
Like, I found vegan sausages that I like. I go, well, start with that. Don't go out of your way to be an asshole.
If I'm, like, at a job and I order a vegan meal, people are like... Oh, so you're a vegan? Like, no, I just wanted that salad.
Right.
That seemed good.
Hey, for the torturing of the animals alone, if that's all it's for, it's always necessary. And people are always, you know what, I've defended, justifiably, I don't say it sarcastically. The people, that's why I say it doesn't matter what you push against people. My new favorite thing is it could be transgender bathrooms, gay marriage, or vegans. It's anything new. It's not that,
well,
it's not that
so
much
weird
depth.
About all of those is... There are things in other people's lives that don't affect you at all. Like, it doesn't affect you what someone else eats at all.
Yeah, a friend of mine said his mom goes, oh, someone told me at work that they have hamburgers and they're vegan now and they put beet juice in them so they seem like real. That's just wrong.
The Impossible Burger, which you can find at Umami Burger.
Yeah, that's just wrong, she said. Wrong. That's not even a right answer.
Who cares?
That's not even. I'm not even disagreeing with you. You're not even making sense. Like, what's wrong? Are they? Did you think? You don't think they're forcing you to get it, do you? It's just wrong. You know what wrong means to her? New.
Yeah.
Different. Yeah. Different means wrong. It's just... It doesn't mean
making
anything.
Me question my own choices.
Right. And they always feel like... It's funny because a lot of times when that happens, people feel criticized or judged, and they never are. Yeah. I see the way they react. Vegans, vegetarians, whatever they are, they're always 99% of the time so gracious. Like when no one thought about them 15 years ago and all you had was corn on the cob. And I always remember they'd always be like... Oh, no, I could eat like 10 tons of corn. I really thought, thank God, like, I feel bad, but at mm-hmm. least she loves corn. She didn't love corn. That's how nice they were. Whatever you had, they said, no, I like could eat like.
I know that, like, that's a choice I made. It's not, I'm not saying it's better or worse than anybody else's. So I'm not expecting the world to.
Right. And they're always
it.
Like that. But then they get attacked because the other people feel judged.
Yeah.
But they're judging themselves. No one's doing it to you but yourself.
I can't have wheat. And people.
Weirdo.
Have a lot of opinions about it. And I'm like, I don't not like wheat. Bread is great. I wish I could have it, but I can't.
I'll tell you why. They don't think it's real.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whenever
yeah.
anybody makes fun of that stuff, look, are there some people that are on a gluten-free diet that don't have to be? Okay, yeah, but is that important?
Well,
because how about the people
exactly.
that are on it and it really changed their life?
Well, and that's the thing. It's literally something you put in your body, and I always equate it to, like, do I need to like run past what dicks I put in me? To you, like, because that's also something I put in my body. Like, do you have opinions on that too?
Yeah, why can't
like,
why
is this a group effort?
You know why? Because it slows them down, and they have no appreciation for it. I'm trying to put a voice to them, a realistic voice. I'm not defending them, but I'm just saying they're probably
I think
in a situation
they think they're being judged,
and it becomes irritating that they have to do something extra for a dinner. When that's how it all started. Like, oh, mm-hmm. now we got to worry about vegetarians. Mm-hmm. You know,
Remember my grandma. She would be passive aggressive about hating that I don't eat meat. Can you have fettuccine Alfredo? Yeah, Grandma, I can. Yeah.
Can't,
oh,
you can't.
Carrots?
Oh, okay.
Do you have carrots?
Yeah, but don't be a stupid asshole. That's what I would say to your grandmother. Don't. You know what? I know you're older, and I have a lot of respect for you, but don't fucking push it. Can I eat potatoes? You know what you're doing.
I think a lot of...
your grandmother, what a sick fuck.
Well, but being also a vegetarian, depending on where they don't understand it. Like, I remember going out to dinner with my grandparents and being like, I'll just get... When I was vegan, being like, I'll get a salad. And they're like, great, here you go. And it had, like, not listed on the menu, like, egg and bacon on it. Like, what? How? Just tell me about it. I could have told you not to give me... Oh, no.
Yeah, and then you feel bad. Yeah. I think that's what happens. It begets because they're... but anyway, who
but
cares?
But being a vegetarian is something that makes other people mad.
Well,
and we have to deal with that. Every we go passive aggressively, fucking active aggressively.
Especially from
people
being mad.
I think people these days don't understand opinions. That my opinion of something is mine and how I feel about it. It's not how I'm suggesting everyone should feel about it.
Yeah. And then
so
there's
whether
those
it's food,
things too.
Food, dating, whatever. Like, it's not a universal thing. It's just. Yeah, like when somebody tells me they like a movie and I'm like, yeah, I don't like it. And they're like, what? You're wrong. Like, no, I'm not wrong. I don't like it. But
well, it's
okay.
funny you say that because I say I'll argue over social issues because I think there's a good outcome of it. But I'm not going to, oh, New York pizza, both is LA pizza. I like when they have they're ready to go out. I go, you know what? You can like whatever pizza you like.
Yeah,
bye.
Cares?
But New York, I'm going to argue here like a moron. Thick is bad. Thick is good. I'm all right. We can like different pizzas. Can we move on?
That's what America's about.
Thank
different
you.
Different pizzas.
Thank you. America's about.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I was the president of the United States.
And you should be.
Is there reverb?
Reverb?
If I was the president
Put
of the United States. I'd make everybody eat grilled cheese breakfast sandwiches every day. That's all I can do with improv. That would be my... If I could do that much...
Why does it always sound better with reverb?
Reverb. Well, it's actually just no big deal or anything.
Yeah.
It's actually reverb.
Reverb.
Reverb. By the way, you have that in my head now. And to make the guy... This they doesn't matter.
Okay.
The Ross and James. These are guys that play in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
They know that bit because they listen to the podcast.
What bit? So,
the reverb bit.
What were you play reverb
okay.
on everything?
Right, right. So I'll just okay. So then they go. So whenever I want it, I go. Can I get some reverb? I just love saying it. Reverb.
Yeah, me but, too. I love reverb.
Oh yeah. Well, exactly.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I love reverb.
Everybody loves reverb.
When did you first start realizing how good reverb was? You asked for it on stage.
No, because I don't really ask for it too much on stage. But they just gave it to me. Here, you're actually very aggressive about reverb, and
I love reverb.
Yeah, well, and Aristotle on my podcast will pump it in.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, I don't like to sing too much, but I end up doing it. And like we'll sing along with songs, and he always always pumps in the reverb, and it kind of
reverb.
The reverb. Yeah, exactly. And it makes me a little self-conscious. I'm like, oh, I'm definitely singing now because I can hear the reverb. You know.
It's, but just so you know, and no judgment.
Yeah,
is,
yeah, yeah.
It's a v.
Yeah, reverb. It is.
V. Go like this. Go violin.
Violin.
Oh, okay. Well, I see the problem. All right. Probably more of a, probably more, you need a little more counseling with this. So, yeah, reverb.
Reverb.
Okay. Nice meeting you. stamp you right into the States.
Thank you.
How do we go to?
I am from Italy.
How long have How long have we gone?
An hour 40.
Wow, we go right in for the close. Everything works beautifully. Yeah. You know what I like now? Take time. What do we want to do?
You got a big close plan?
I don't know. I have things I'm thinking about. Does anybody have anything? This is a great time during the show. Does anybody have anything they're thinking about? This is a new segment on the show. Go ahead.
What you thinking about?
What you thinking about? Don't we have an opening jingle?
Of course.
I think we do. Yeah, what?
This is What Are You Thinking About?
Thank you. All right. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Is anybody thinking about anything?
If you want to listen to some really good music, look up The Worm Turns with Jimmy Calloway.
Wow, The Worm Turns.
It's
See? Throw out some love.
He just highlights some really good stuff.
Wow.
If you can, like, listen to it, show it off to your friends.
Jimmy Calloway! I know he has a horn that beeps at his house every time his names get mentioned. Jimmy!
I want to talk to you so much about your relationship with music.
What about it? Really?
Yeah, because you're like, I don't sing. I'm bad at it. None for me. No, thanks. It's scary. But it's delightful when you sing.
Listen, I can find
it's words that fucks him up.
It's words.
Just words.
Do you think he'd be able to?
What if we do this? Do a thing.
Oh, no. I'm nervous already.
Make it jazzy.
Mip my baby and a bim bam boom. And you smip my baby and a bim bam boom. Cause my bim.
Let him lay down something for you. So you know where you're.
Already I get it's a mip my baby and a bim bam boom, it's a bim bam baby and a mip my boom, bim bam baby, it's a mip my baby on a Friday night, it's a bim bam bippity bop, it's a bip bop bippity bippity bop, she's a bim
bop bottom zap bop a zap bottom boom boom bottom.
She's a bim bam baby on a Friday night. She's a bim bam baby.
Bam bam baby. Bam 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 baby. Bam bam. See, that was delightful.
It's the words. Words. Wow, what a nice hat. Yeah, the thunder always caps it off so nice.
Well, it's very spooky out.
That was the most
fun
I ever
had.
I'm off to do dangerous stuff at most comedy clubs in the future. All I need is just
got to turn it up.
You got a bim bam baby on it.
Well, it also has to be turned up a little so it overpowers you.
But that's also the other thing is you won't do well if you're waiting on a cue from them. He just has to go and they have to.
Yeah, that's you. Well, that does
reverse.
Can you play the Bim Bam Baby song? Because here's what I've been doing on the road.
Okay.
I hope this isn't. We got a lot of reverb in here.
Hey, now!
Take a mip map mop and a brim bram boom and a whip bam baby and a rim ram room. Cause your Bim Bam Baby's coming home tonight.
Get my
slim slam slippers and my easy chair. Take my flim flam fliggers through my wheezy hair.
Then kiss me, baby.
But this is the part I'm surprised I can keep up with. Here we go.
Been north and south and east and west. But even a honeybee needs his rest when I get my jacket and my trousers pressed. I follow the swallow right back to my nest. I ain't
whim wham worry if my train is late. But that's, you know, after that, I'm done. I mean, that I can find that place. Well, that's why it's good when you have the band. If you don't hit a note, you can stop them. And I go, oh, you guys can't fucking.
Yeah, well, you stop them and you give it emotion to your stopping.
Right.
Are you overpowered by love or sadness or anger? And you give a reason to the, and then people are like, oh shit, wow, it's so much. She had to stop.
I'm gonna start. Maybe we could. Are you asking me to go on tour with you?
Yes. That would be a dream.
And maybe talk about it on selfish Cool Playlist. And maybe talk about it on Cool Playlist.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Now, where do you do your show?
Well, now I do it in my apartment, my house.
Can you want to do it here?
Sure.
Would that be okay with you?
Come here for you to record? Yeah. Absolutely. Totally. You have all these things here.
You know what? I would love to do it. Look, it's always fun to express yourself, and doing a new podcast is always a lot of fun. So I like doing it.
Yeah.
Now, people that are listening don't get any ideas.
But yeah, it's fun. We make up a playlist for a specific life moment, event, occasion, whatever.
Oh, I love
you.
It. And who finds the
So me and the guest make it up.
Me through it.
Me and the guest make the podcast, make the playlist.
Guests?
So
me.
It's just one. So you would pick five songs and I would pick five songs. So we would have a theme to it. So we've done themes like first day in a very cool outfit. A very long bar fight. Wake up, get out of bed. I have brand new superpowers and I have to figure out how to use them.
Wow, and then you, in that category, you get one song.
You get five, you pick five songs and I pick five songs.
In that category?
In that category.
And then do I email them to you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I need to know that detail.
You can DM them to me if that's easier.
Yeah. I could just drop them off your house in a shoebox.
Yeah, and then we talk about...
But why do you have to take a song about music, which is a good thing, and drop that in there for nothing? For nothing at all, really, but...
Yeah. But yeah, sometimes there are very like regular things that everybody relates to, like getting over a crush. And sometimes it's something sillier.
So, wow.
Yeah, we'll figure out a topic and you'll
do it.
I
love it. Yes, absolutely.
Yay.
Can I? I'm going to take it and get a little fresh air. I don't know. I sort of selfishly.
Uh-huh.
Well, I thought we could either do a karaoke song or I like any song where there's a lot of singing. Happy. Good, but we get to sing along. Like
you want everybody to sing along.
Do you want to improvise a song that's just
a strong chorus?
You know,
that
clap your hands,
to.
Wave. Everything's gonna be fine. There's big balloons in the sky. Just happy.
Okay.
There's enough going on, but we love to sing along here. So if there's any sing-alongs, if there's any place we could sing along, I would love it.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah. I'm just trying to think about what it's gonna be about.
Everything's gonna be fine if that's a theme.
About everything that's gonna be fine.
Yeah, everything's gonna be. Can I have a hit of fresh air?
It's over there.
Hold on. Make an edit right here.
Okay.
Sorry, make an edit right here. Wait. Let me take a...
Edit it out. Edit it in.
Do you have a lighter?
Edit it out.
We'll close
again.
On this. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make this part of the podcast so funny you can't edit it out, okay. Mr. Glass.
Oh,
watch
shit.
This.
Anyone have a pipe?
All right.
You better do it.
Here we go.
You better do it.
All right.
Oh, here
have
it.
You ever... Yeah,
you better do it, because guess what? We left it in. So I hope you're happy.
This is it. This is your moment, John.
All right, folks. Here it goes. Have you...
That's what I just took it. I don't need it. I'm already good to go back. But that was good what you did with that. You really did one. You were great. We'll leave it in. Okay, Aristotle, where are you walking?
Okay, so you want a song that makes people feel good.
Yeah, happy, bouncy.
Okay.
Happy faces, yellow hat, whatever color, just happy faces everywhere.
Okay.
I mean, but I don't care if you put the word happy face, and I'm just, that's what I'm, you know what I'm.
No,
wouldn't kill you. I do have a skin rash. It's not cancer, but I don't know if you want to look
it. And it's called happy face?
No. I just need to be in a good mood.
You need to be cheered.
I need to be cheered.
Okay.
No, I don't. By the way, I'm fine. I don't know why.
That doesn't help me. It's easier if you're dying.
Oh no. Oh, shut up. Wow. Little reverb. Talk close to your mic.
Everybody's living on the streets. People moving. People trying to meet the goals they set. The lives they want to lead. Everyone is moving and shaking. People waking and baking, trying to have the things they want to see. Everyone deserves to be happy. Everyone deserves to smile.
I love to smile.
People recording their voices and sending them into the air. We're not sure if anyone wants them or anyone really cares.
Oh no, they care.
People are trying to do things and making things totally new. And everyone's wondering if they're making them for me or you. Chorus, but nobody sang along. So
everyone, I didn't know. I didn't know. To be honest, okay. Look, here's the
everyone
good thing.
Everyone deserves. We can
do it. I didn't know whether when
happy
to do it. When will we do it?
Everyone deserves to smile. Oh, everyone deserves to be happy. Even you, Todd. You.
That was so funny.
That was it?
Give it a shot. Now that's the way you end the show. That's how you end it. Not with what we just did. You leave that in there. That's an ending. There you go. Perfect. I call that's the Pete. You got to know when to go out. That's the worst thing you do is you go on too long.
No, Mr. Glass, it's true. You know what you're talking about. Perfect.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.